ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the largest radio network in the entire world, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes. I can go on and on, folks. We are live on 11 platforms on the Internet, and of course, live coast-to-coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for 27 years and 49 weeks. That's right. We are 3 weeks away from our 28th anniversary. Who'd have thought it? 28 years ago, this 15-minute show would turn into the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Today, I deliver. I bring you one of the Mayweathers. They call him the Sane Mayweather. That's right. Jeff Mayweather will be here in a few minutes to talk boxing right here on the Boxing Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. When we switch to MMA, in an hour, it'll be all about UFC 151 and how it's not going down tonight. I mean, a lot of people were like just put off by it. It was canceled late this week. If you had airline tickets, you're screwed. You know why? The airlines don't care whether a fight got canceled or not. They're punching your ticket, man. Your ticket's paid for. It's got to go. Unless you can come up with a doctor's notice, and I'm probably sure a lot of UFC fans did this week, saying they were unable to fly. Guess what? No refund, no exchanges. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we're doing the Twitter thing right now. Twitter.com. Of course, you can use the hash mark Ring Talk. Check us out that way. Or on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There's nothing you want to know. Cause about the time you lose your thing, then you got to blow.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, Tom Baudet, restoring some sanity to this election season by starting my own super PAC. Gonna call it Six PAC. But instead of collecting huge checks from anonymous donors to make annoying TV ads that scare the pants off you, we're gonna collect the lowest price of any national chain. And in exchange, rather than political influence or being appointed ambassador to Fiji, you get a clean, comfortable room with a TV you can turn off. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
East side of Oakland, California, and of course the housebound Tower of Power. They will be in the house October 6th. They're coming back to San Francisco, California at the Fillmore Auditorium. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the latest on the band, my articles, things like that. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Hit the message board and Pedro's Song of the Month will pop up. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to mention some of my affiliates before I go any further in this first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to say hi to all three stations up there in Utica, New York. Want to say hi to KHDK 1140 AM in Sacramento, California. K-Ship 1400, and of course Las Vegas, Nevada, Memphis, Tennessee, 3WE in Atlanta, Georgia, down there in Houston, Texas. We got it going on. I mean, all across the country, all around the world. Whether you happen to be listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the morning, the afternoon, the evening, we wish you the best of times. This is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 3 weeks away from celebrating our 28th anniversary on the radio. And who'd have thought it, folks? I mean, I was stumped. I started doing this as a bit of a lark because somebody said I couldn't do it. And 28 years later, I stand the undefeated, undisputed, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Speaking of heavyweight champions, guess who turned 81 this week? Don King. I kid you not, folks. That's right. There are a few stories as more as eye-opening as the story of Don King, a numbers runner, a kid that when he was in high school, he sort of shied away from fights, didn't like getting in fights. He'd walk away from them. I mean, if a guy called him down, Don would walk away. Don was not a fighter. Don was more, I guess, of a lover. But the bottom line is Don got involved in some nefarious acts in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, his hometown, and he became a numbers runner in a certain neighborhood in Cleveland. Of course, in numbers, what the numbers are is they're an illegal lottery. And they used to do it like the first three horse races of like Hialeah or Hollywood Park or something like that. You know, they'd pick the numbers of the first three races. And if you pick the numbers of the first three races, you won the numbers, you won the illegal lottery, and you get paid off, okay? Well, Don had a guy working for him by the name of Sam Garrett. Well, Sam Garrett was about a 125-pound heroin addict, and he had some, some issues. And Sam didn't pay Don $600 plus that he owed him. So Don is kicking the snot out of Sam back in 1966 and stomping him in the street, and the cops roll up on him. And just before the cops get there, the cops are running at Don King. Sam Garrett says, "Don, I'll pay you the money." Don kicked him one more time, and the young man, Mr. Garrett, was dead. Bottom line was Don King was convicted of second-degree murder. Then it was reduced to negligent homicide. And then in 1983, a Governor Rhodes, I believe, pardoned him. So he has no crimes against him. There are no crimes on his record. That's why he's able to travel all around the world to places like Japan and Canada and this and that. If not, he'd be prohibited from entering those countries. The bottom line is the wire-haired wonder that he is, Don King, turned 81 years old this week. And of course, he's still going. Hasn't got the same stable he once had, but he is still going. And I talked to him a few weeks ago in San Jose, California. And of course, he had Selkirk Aydin, who ended up losing that battle for the vacant WBC welterweight title against Robert the Ghost Guerrero. But Don was there, and all of his illustrious glory. He had his human refrigerator with him, Isidore, his bodyguard for so many years. And, you know, I'll never forget the time that Isidore, Mike Tyson, and Don King were in a limo, and they're driving down the Florida highway, and Don says something to Mike, and Mike gets a little upset about it and starts slapping Don around. So Isidore stops the car. Isidore gets out and basically tries to intervene and abate this argument, and he got slapped around by Mike Tyson. So Mike slapped them both around, and the bottom line is Don didn't press any charges, didn't file any lawsuits and this and that, because at the time he was trying to get out of a $100 million lawsuit that Tyson had filed against. So I think Tyson settled for a measly $14 million after it was all said and done. But the bottom line is the wire-haired wonder turned 81 years old this week. Of course, him and Bob Arum going toe-to-toe for such a long time now. Arum seems to be on top at this stage of the game, but the bottom line is Don, when he came back in the day, he was the man that brought us the best fights, period. Pound for pound, Don was kicking it. I mean, the King cards, Salvador Sanchez and Wilfredo Gomez, a battle of the Little Giants back in 1981. I mean, it was just fantastic fight after fantastic fight. The thrill in Manila, of course, you know, wow, the Rumble in the Jungle 1974. That was really his first fight card, the Rumble in the Jungle in Zaire, Africa. And, of course, when he tried to take that back, when George Foreman, my old buddy from San Francisco in Newman's Gym, tried to get out of Zaire when he cut his eye about 3 weeks before the scheduled fight, the fight was postponed, the president would not allow him to leave the country because he didn't think George was coming back. So George was sort of confined to Zaire, Africa, to make sure he made the fight, because, you know, Zaire had pumped like millions of bucks into this. In fact, it bankrupted the country. That's what it did. This fight bankrupted the country. For some reason, Don King, or no, for some reason, well, Don did it. Don convinced President Mobutu that this would be, you know, that Zaire would become like the Honolulu of Africa. I mean, anybody that was buying that ticket, I've got a bridge to sell you in San Francisco. But the bottom line is, that's the way the product was sold. That's the way it went down. And Zaire did get a lot of publicity on that one, but I don't think anybody was dying to go over to Zaire, Africa, like they are the Bahamas or Jamaica or Mexico City or any place like that, any tourist spots like that. The bottom line is it did bankrupt the country. And, of course, George Foreman losing the World Heavyweight Championship to Muhammad Ali, Ali doing the rope-a-dope. But, you know, the rope-a-dope really wasn't that much of the fight. I mean, he allowed George to punch himself out, but I think that George was not psychologically prepared to go to battle that day, and that was the reason why I think he lost that fight. It wasn't anything physical, it was mental. Muhammad Ali broke George Foreman down mentally, and he did win that fight. I think it was a TKO in 8, but the bottom line is, the greatest, Muhammad Ali, not really the greatest in my poll. Of course, those of you that follow ringtalk.com, my website, that's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, know that I rated the 3 top heavyweights a couple of weeks ago, and I rated number 3 being Jack Johnson. Of course, he was a turn-of-the-century champion back in the early 1900s. Of course, he was denied his championship, and he was sent on the road, made a criminal, forced off into exile, had to fight in Europe and this and that, lost the heavyweight title in 1916 in Cuba to Jess Willard in the 26th round. He had only fought 3 fights like in 4 or 5 years, but the bottom line is the U.S. government, because he was sleeping with white women, said, you know, we don't like the idea of this, you know, some high-profile black guy sleeping with white women, so we're going to create a law, and we call it the Mann Act. And if you take a woman across state lines to have sex, guess what? You're guilty of the Mann Act, and they concocted this law for Jack Johnson and made him a fugitive, and he ended up spending a year and a day in prison. And the bottom line is, you know, if he wasn't black, it wouldn't have happened. But, you know, like Joe Lewis, the next guy to come along after Jack Johnson, the next high-profile black African-American athlete. I mean, of course, he took out Max Schmeling after being beat by Max Schmeling the first time, but he took out Schmeling the second time in the first round, and this was right around the start of World War II, so it sort of, like, eliminated the German supremacy that Hitler was trying to, you know, that was his thing. You know, the Germans were superior. Well, guess what? Not on that night. Joe Lewis beat him. And my knock on Lewis is that Lewis had a chance right then and there to step up for African-Americans across the country, because I told you before, Joe Lewis was playing golf on white golf courses. He was entering white hotels through the front door when all the other blacks had entered through the back doors, and they were shoeshine people and butlers and busboys and working in the hotel kitchen and things like that. But, you know, Joe never stepped up. Joe never said anything. Joe just wanted to take care of Joe. All Joe was really concerned with is Joe. And having met Joe, I realized soon thereafter that he wasn't the smartest guy on the planet. And I think if he'd have realized the power that he wielded at the time when he knocked out Max Schmeling, had he went on the radio afterwards and said, you know, it's time to treat us all, us black people, our Negroes, back what they were called then, equally, I think he would have, I don't think he would have started a firestorm. I think he would have gotten across. I think his game would have gotten over at that point in time because, you know, that was it. That was a pinnacle of his career, no question about it. Yeah, he defended the heavyweight title many times and was a champion until he quit in 1948. But I'm telling you, had Lewis stepped up just after he beat Schmeling that second time, I think that black civil rights would have been pushed ahead by 20 years. My next rap, Marvin Hagler. Check it out on the website, folks. Do I think Marvin Hagler is that great of a champion? I don't know. I ask the question, you make the answer. Ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. That is the website. We are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as we are each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Joe Lewis has done it again. He's on the comeback trail. Joe, will you say a word to the audience?
1 minute.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad I win.
That was Joe Louis's brief statement. You must have something more to say, Joe. You really fought a magnificent battle.
I hope I win. Get around the right to go back to the championship anyway.
Fine, old Joe. Okay. Joe Louis has just been pulled out by Harry Bailo. And if I take a look across the ring, I'll see if it's possible to get over to Jack Sharkey if he isn't in too bad condition.
The horns of the mighty tower of power. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by Don Pico's Mexican Bistro, the only five-star Mexican restaurant in the entire world, folks. 461 El Camino Real in San Bruno, California. Don Pico's is open 11 to 9, Tuesday through Saturday. They've got a full bar Friday and Saturday nights. They have entertainment, of course. They've got happy hour every day at 4 o'clock. They got it going on. Isaac Mejia has really converted the greatest Mexican restaurant in the world now to the greatest Mexican restaurant and cantina in the entire world. That's 461 El Camino Real in San Bruno, California. For reservations, give Isaac a call at 650-589-1163. That's Don Pico's Mexican Bistro, 650-589-1163. Or check them out on the web, donpicosbistro.com. Don Pico's, of course, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide for better than 20 years. Thanks a lot, Isaac. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. A man that knows a little bit about both sports. Of course, he's a former professional fighter, one of the best trainers in the game right now. He's got the name that everybody says, who? That's right, Jeff Mayweather in the house. What's up, Jazzy Jeff?
Hey, how's it going, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. Where are you? Are you in Florida? What are you doing down there besides, you know, getting ready for this hurricane?
Well, no. I'm hoping to get away from the hurricane. But no, I came down to help Derek Gainer and his return back to the ring.
Okay, now you're not part of the Republican convention down there, are you? Are you a delegate?
No, but since I've been down here, all I've been seeing is, you know, basically debates and you know, stuff about Romney and Obama. That's what I've been doing mostly since I've been here, just watching television.
Mitt Raw Money Romney, of course, taking on President Obama for the presidency in November. That's going to go down, I think, the second Tuesday in November, as it does every 4 years. But the bottom line is we'll see what happens with that big contest when that happens. Now, I've got some questions for you, Jazzy Jeff. Now, we look at Andre Ward and Chad Dawson coming up on September 8th. Now, Chad Dawson dropping to 168 pounds. Is this going to hurt him, or will that fight be competitive?
I think that, I mean, both guys have, wealth of talent. But I lean toward Ward, though. I think it's still going to be a good fight. I think that it's two young fighters that are still in their primes, and they're going to bring, they're going to both bring it. So, but I just think that Ward's just a little bit better.
Okay, now the 15th, of course, we've got Sergio Martinez defending the true world middleweight championship against the paper champion, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. I really like Martinez in this fight because I think Martinez is the complete fighter. I think he's shown the true grit that it takes to become champion. I mean, he was denied that decision against Paul Williams a couple years ago. It was a horrible fight. Then he came back and he knocked Paul Williams out so cold that the referee is still standing over him counting. But the bottom line is Martinez and Chavez going September 15th. How do you see this one rolling, Jazzy Jeff?
I lean toward Martinez as well. I mean, but a lot of that depends on where the fight was taking place. Now the fight was taking place in Vegas. Of course, I lean toward Martinez. If the fight would have taken place in Texas, I would lean toward Chavez.
Well, you know, speaking of Texas, I think Texas – Texas, as some people say, but I think Texas is the classic example of why we need a federal boxing commission, because guys can fight down there and not take drug tests. Guys can fight down there and be overweight. I mean, it's anything goes in Texas, sort of like the old days with gunslingers.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's why I said what I said, because, I mean, basically, I mean, when you have a fighter that can tell the commission that I'm not taking a test, I'm not wearing my gloves, I'm not doing anything you guys ask me. I mean, the fighter's in control.
Yeah, all right. Now, real quick, now, the weather's bad down there because the cell connection's not all that great, but the weather's bad. Is it raining?
Today it's kind of warm right now.
Okay.
Very nice down right now.
Okay. What's Celestino Caballero doing next?
He's training really hard and looking to supposedly fight November 17th, but against who, I don't know.
Okay. Jeff, now Floyd's out of his little period of incarceration now. Any indications on what he's going to do as far as his next fight's concerned?
No, he haven't even really talked about boxing that much. I mean, he seems to be more focused on just being a free man right now. And I mean, and trying to, he right now he's back home in Michigan, you know, visiting my mom. He's buying my mom a new house while he's down there. And also meeting some of the older, because he said what he wants to do is he wants to go back home and, you know, the people that, you know, are a little older. You know, he basically wants to spend time with
them. Okay. Well, that's, you know, I think that when you're faced with a period of incarceration, you do a lot of soul searching. And I think, you know, you realize what's important to you and what's not important to you. And Floyd got out probably thinking, you know, mom was number one on his list there. And I'm glad he's back in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you miss Michigan? You live in Las Vegas now. Do you miss the cold, snowy weather in the wintertime?
No. Not at all.
Because, you know, I had a chance to move to Detroit a couple of years ago and live in a nice, lofty neighborhood. And Emmanuel Stewart says, look, I'm going to hook you up in this nice neighborhood with a nice house. I said, what can you do about the winters? He said, nothing. I said, I think I'm going to pass, man. I live in California where it's sunny most of the year. I can't handle it. I just can't handle the snow, the cold climate. So I'm just not me.
Right.
Okay. Caballero's going to fight at 20. Is he going to stay? What weight is he going to go to? There's talks about him moving up in weight. Is he going to move up? He's going to stay where he's at? What's he doing?
Well, I don't know. I think that, right now he's a little pissed at the WBA because of what happened in regard to the fight with Garcia never taking place and them not mandating him to fight him, even though he was the number one contender, and allow him to make the choices that he wanted. But I think that he's probably going to go ahead and move up because he wants to actually fight for a different sanctioning body.
Okay.
You know, so he's going to probably move up to 30 and hopefully, you know, get a fight for a different title.
Okay, let's get the Manny Pacquiao questions out of the way. He looked like dirt in his last fight. He looked like a man that was an asthmatic. He looked like he was dying between rounds. I mean, they say there's, you know, a lot of controversy in him and this Tim Bradley fight now, and they don't know whether he's going to fight in November. Now they're saying they're talking about moving it up to December. But has Manny Pacquiao sort of played his hand to the fullest? I mean, you know, he kept jiving around, fighting shuck and jive opponents, and he had a Las Vegas decision go against him in his fight with Tim Bradley. But did he hold the cards in his hand too long, and they finally ended up coming up bad on him?
Well, I mean, I just think that, you know, I mean, he had a great run. You know, and like a lot of fighters, I mean, they have a great run, and then once they start to go down, sometimes they never come back. And, you know, as of right now, I mean, Manny, he still looks like he has something left, but he doesn't, you know, he's not the same fighter that he once was that had that, you know, that fierce attack, and he was overwhelming everybody. But, you know, I mean, we haven't seen that in such a long time, so no one knows.
Jeff Mayweather is our guest, folks, of course, the uncle of Floyd Mayweather Jr. And, you know, a couple of years ago, in March 2010, when they were really originally talking about putting this fight on in Dallas, Texas, Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao, Pacquiao had even bargaining powers. I thought, you know, he brought a lot to the bargaining table. Now in the 2-plus years that have taken place since then, his stock value has dropped, and he's going to get less money if and when they do fight. I think he's hurt himself.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it was one of those situations in which, I mean, timing is everything. And, I mean, basically, the time for him to fight Floyd was, you know, when he was hot. And now, I mean, Floyd is continuing to still be hot and still continuing to prove that he's the best fighter in the world. So,
yeah.
I mean, of course, now, I mean, there's no way that, you know, you say that you want, you know, 50-50 split. There's no way possible.
I mean,
and then, you know, unfortunately, you know, he has a loss to Bradley, which, I mean, to be honest, I don't think that he lost. But he didn't look spectacular. It didn't look great. But, you know, I still thought that he won the fight.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. And you're always hot. When I get you on the radio, I appreciate your time. Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, good luck down there in Florida. And please get out of there before the hurricane hits.
Okay, thanks.
All the best to you, my brother. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Little Tower of Power here asking the eternal question. Only so much oil in the ground, ? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, live on the American Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Crossroads fight for each fighter. If Foreman is to come back and get another shot at the crown, he must win this fight. And it would help to win it impressively. As for Lyle, well, he couldn't beat Ali. He couldn't beat Quarry. If he's to continue, he'll be 34 years of age shortly. Foreman was just 27. He's got to win. A wild, almost amateurish right as Lyle came charging out. In what has been a very active fight thus far. The first round, Lyle staggered Foreman. Had him rubbery leg. Foreman retreated. The second round, George coming back fighting. George now looking over to Gil Clancy right next to me, getting instructions from Gil. If Gil is anything, he's a teacher. Master's degree in recreation. He's been teaching all his life. Whether boxers, kids playing in the playground, or a good right by Lyle. Kenny, you're right. He's been using that right beautifully over Foreman's left.
That is very effective. And Howard, we just found out for sure that the second round was only 2 minutes long.
That's correct. Chet Forty, our producer, retimed the second round in our track. Lyle all over. Lyle has Foreman in trouble. Foreman is down. It started with a right, then a left. Foreman looking over here. Lyle to the neutral corner. It's mandatory eight count. Foreman trying to hold together. Trying to keep his senses. Lyle putting on a tremendous demonstration. Now trying to move in on Foreman and end it. Remember how invincible George Foreman looked through 40 bouts. The man who knocked out Frazier in the second round to win the title. The man who knocked out Ken Norton, the man next to me in Caracas, Venezuela, in the second round. What's happened to him? Well, in the 15 months since Zaire, he's been relatively inactive, except for that charade in Toronto against the frightful Bard. Now, Foreman fighting back. Oh, Foreman is in trouble. Lyle caught him with a good left. Now, George. Now, George struck back. Now, George fought back with a magnificent right. George fought back. Lyle let himself open for that.
He got overly aggressive there, and he was very excited. And Foreman was throwing hard, desperation punches.
A minute ago, in a wild fight, just as Lyle apparently had George in trouble. George with that punching power that we talked about in prior fights. Lyle is now ready to go against the ropes. About 40 seconds left in the round. Lyle covering up against the ropes. His handler screaming the form and hit him in the body. George at the head. Lyle is now wide open. He is... Lyle trying to swing back. This isn't artistic, but it is slugging the way the public wants. Lyle now trying to fight back. Only 10 seconds left in the round. Now Foreman was staggered. Foreman was staggered by a Lyle left. Foreman goes down. Foreman goes down. Lyle fights back. Lyle, Foreman has no saving by the bell, but Foreman is up. Foreman is up. What a fight, Kenny.
Well, this is the slugger's fest here. The both men are leaving themselves wide open.
Hey! Got to pay back. Revenge.
Ah, revenge is sweet. The late godfather of soul himself. I'm talking about Mr. James Brown, boy.
Got to get back.
I remember the Paramount Theater over in Oakland, California. Tower of Power opened up for James Brown, I guess it was about 12 or 13 years ago. And I was backstage with Tower of Power. And the backstage party sort of broke up during intermission, and they told us to go back to our seats. But me being the, how can I put this? You know, the, I don't follow rules that well sometimes. So I didn't go back to my seat. I stayed on stage, and I watched James Brown come out. They put a fur coat over his shoulders, this and that. They held his giant mirror up to make sure his hair was cool and the whole nine yards. And there goes James strutting out on stage, man, the godfather of soul. One of the true memories I'll never, ever forget that. The godfather of soul doing this thing. I met him after the show. He was a great guy to be around, quite a personality. And he used to say about the Tower of Power, those white dudes, they do James Brown better than I do. Rest in peace, the great James Brown. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And, you know, I'm going to question the legacy of Marvin Hagler. Now, how can I do that? Pedro, come on. 1973 National AAU Golden Glove champion, of course, and, you know, went on to become the world middleweight champion, being denied the first time a very controversial decision in Las Vegas in 1979 when Dalby Shirley, one of the most inept or crooked, it's either one or the other, either Dalby was inept or crooked. I sort of lean towards inept because he just seemed to not have all the lights on upstairs. But the bottom line was he scored that fight for Adafermo by 2 points, and I thought it was a fight in which Marvin Hagler handily won. But he showed a little bit of a tendency not to want to engage against Anta Firmo. Anta Firmo looked super that night. Of course, Anta Firmo also, I believe, had the band Panama Lewis, Give Me the Magic Bottle guy, in his corner. But that was 1979. And then 2 years later, of course, Anta Firmo having lost the middleweight title to Alan Minter, Hagler went over to London, the UK, and fought Alan Minter for the World Middleweight Championship and stopped him and wasn't able to be anointed champion in the ring because those British hooligans, and they do come out at sporting events over there in the UK, believe it or not, soccer, boxing, you name it, cricket, and they started throwing bottles and things like that at Marvin, and it wasn't cool. So Marvin and his crew, Goody and Pat Petronelli, had to flee the ring. They got their belt, I believe, in the dress room, but the bottom line is Marvin Hagler became the world middleweight champion, and he went on to beat some good guys. Guys like Mustafa Hamsho. I mean, you have to dismiss the Caveman Lee fight. He knocked out Caveman Lee in one round. Caveman wasn't much. He fought Fulio Bell twice, fought Hamsho twice. But, you know, the fights in which he attained greatness, or he was considered great for, were the fights that he had against smaller guys. So that's why I have a problem rating him as the all-time middleweight champion of the world. I mean, he fought Roberto Duran in 1984, 1983. And Roberto Duran got his respect, and after 12 rounds, Duran was ahead on the scorecard. So if title fights were where they were then, 15 rounds, where they are now, 12 rounds, Duran would have won the World Middleweight Championship that night. And he won it by pot-shotting Marvin Hagler. I mean, here's a guy that was a blown-up lightweight fighting at 158, 159 pounds, from 135 to 159, and unlike Manny Pacquiao, when Duran gained weight, he got fat, got heavy, got thick. But he was in good shape that night. I trained with him at the Canyon Hotel down there in Palm Springs, California, and I knew he was ready. I mean, Roberto was ready. He said, "You know what? You're not going to win. Your title's gone. Your title's bye-bye. It's bye-bye. No question about it, Marvin Hagler." Well, Marvin didn't go for that, and after 15 rounds, Marvin did get a unanimous nod, a deserved unanimous decision, as he did win the fight down the stretch. But, you know, I mean, he struggled against Duran. Duran was pot-shotting him. Tommy Hearns, that was his greatest fight, of course, April 15th, tax day, 1985. They went less than three rounds, and, of course, at the end of three rounds, Hearns looked like a guy that had fallen out of an airplane and survived. I mean, Hagler put the beat down on him. I mean, Marvin got caught with a right hand in the first round, Tommy's best punch, and he just sort of blinked. And when he blinked that right hand off, I knew from my $300 seat that night, and that was big money back in 1985, but I knew from that $300 seat that night that Marvin was not going to lose. I mean, Marvin had taken Tommy's best shot, and that was that. But Tommy was a welterweight. They were fighting at middleweight at this point in time. And then, of course, he beat John the Beast Mugabe in his second-to-last fight back in 1986, April of 1986, I believe. And Mugabe was a super welterweight or a junior middleweight moving up, and Mugabe inflicted so much damage on Marvin Hagler. I think he's the one that put all the wear and tear on the marvelous one, because 1 year later, he took on Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, that was April of 1987, and it was a 12-rounder, and as I told you before, Marvin Hagler did everything but sell that championship to Sugar Ray Leonard. What did he do? He sold the 15-round distance down to 12 rounds. He got a couple or a few million bucks for that. He sold the size of the gloves. He got a few million bucks for that. He sold the size of the ring. He got a few million bucks for that. So the bottom line is, Marvin walked away with $22, $23 plus million, and the Petronellis thought, his trainers, Goody and Pat Petronelli, thought, wow, we're going to make a lot of money. But they sold everything but their soul. And Leonard ended up coming up with a split decision win, Lou Filippo being the one judge that saw it in Hagler's favor by 2 points, 7-5 in rounds. I had a 7-5 for Sugar Ray Leonard that night, 115, 113, as to the other two judges. I take that back. One judge, Jojo Guerra, had a 118, 110. What fight was Jojo watching? I have no idea, but Jojo's never scored a major boxing match in Las Vegas ever again after that atrocity when it came to scoring. It was a close fight, no question about that, but Marvin just didn't do enough. I mean, Marvin needed to impose his will. He was the bigger man. He was the middleweight. He was fighting a guy that was a blown-up welterweight, a guy that had fought at 140 pounds, 139 pounds in the Olympics back in 1976. He was a smaller-framed man. But instead of imposing his will, what did Marvin do? He tried to box Ray Leonard and gave away the first four rounds. You got a 12-round fight. You give away four rounds right off the bat, you're down 4-0. All the other guy's got to do is come up with three rounds, and he's got the fight. And I think Ray Leonard did come up with the three rounds and won the fight on my scorecard, 115-113. But what miffed me about this whole thing was that Pat and Goody Petronelli, two guys I think they were with Hagler from day one until his finale in April of 1987. So I got to give them, you know, credit for being with the guy and sticking with the guy, and the guy stuck with them. He never changed as far as his team was concerned, but they were inept, and I'll tell you why. Because about the eighth or the ninth round, they kept telling him, quote, Mav, keep doing what you're doing, in that Massachusetts accent. Keep doing what you're doing, Mav, keep doing what you're doing. Well, Mav wasn't doing too much. He was losing. Ray Leonard was outworking him, no question about it. And they allowed this to happen. Instead of telling Marvin, go out there and, you know, be the big man, you're the bigger guy, take him and bull him against the ropes and kick the snot out of him, Hagler didn't do that. Hagler tried to outbox Ray Leonard, and, you know, it proved to be at his detriment. He lost a split decision. Of course, he lost the world middleweight championship, and he's been bitter ever since. He wouldn't give Leonard a rematch, didn't want to fight a rematch with Ray Leonard, could have made another $25 million, didn't want to do that. He retired. When I last saw him, circa 2000, 2001, down in Mexico City, he was still bitter to an extent. I mean, here was a guy that, after he left boxing, went over to Italy and started doing, like, spaghetti westerns, Italian movies. His Italian's pretty good. But the bottom line is he was doing movies over there, so all of a sudden he thought he was a star. Well, he wasn't really a star. I saw one of his movies. I think it was called A Hondo or something like that, and it sort of sucked. Okay, it really did. He wasn't a good actor. He was a better fighter. But he wasn't the greatest middleweight champion of all time. He just wasn't. And who do I rate above him? Without question, the great Sugar Ray Robinson. I mean, the man born Walker Smith Jr., no question about that. Ray Robinson was better than Marvin Hagler, as was the late, great Carlos Monzon, who celebrated his birthday. I think his 63rd birthday would have been a couple of weeks ago. But the bottom line, I think Monzon was better than him. I think that Ray Robinson was better than him. Bernard Hopkins, I don't put in the equation as far as all-time great middleweight champions are concerned. And I'll tell you why. Because much like Hagler, he didn't beat anybody that was a Hall of Fame status that was at middleweight. I mean, look at Hopkins' career. He fought Antoine Eccles. You know, the guys that he beat and, you know, got notoriety for was Duran, Hopkins. Felix Trinidad, Oscar De La Hoya, and these were guys moving up from 147 pounds. So he never beat a real, true Hall of Fame middleweight. So I don't give Hopkins the credit that some people give him. I don't give Hagler the credit some people give him. Top five Hagler? No question about it. Top three? I don't think so. I really don't. I have to boil it down to, as I said, Robinson, Monzon, and then you can throw in a host of names after that, but Marvin Hagler, Bernard Hopkins, overrated in my mind as world middleweight champions. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course. We are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the biggest radio network in the entire world, from San Francisco to Shanghai. I'm talking about TuneIn.com, iTunes, Sirius, Satellite Radio, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and right now we're live at ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. Tower of Power bringing us to the break, folks. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
It's as simple as that. And the money goes so fast.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
What you're looking for is real loving, then what you see is what you get. Ha! What you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get, but what you don't is better yet. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, some of the fights on the upcoming boxing calendar as far as HBO is concerned. They're going to go with a Boxing After Dark card on September 1st. Then September 8th, they bring it to Oakland, California. Of course, the unbeaten Andre Ward. What is he now? 25-0, 13 KOs, the world super middleweight champion, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, taking on the once-beaten WBC light heavyweight title holder. I'm talking about Bad Chad Dawson coming down to 168 pounds and coming to Oakland, California. Of course, the Oracle Arena. That is the hometown, the home arena of Andre Ward. So Dawson, not afraid to go on the road and go after the world super middleweight champions. That's super middleweight championship. That is September the 8th. Following week, September 15th, live on HBO pay-per-view, the world super middleweight, the world middleweight championship. Getting down, Sergio Martinez defending that title against the unbeaten Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. So that's some of the fights in the upcoming schedule. Everything like that, all your information on boxing and MMA is at ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. You're tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.